Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Reduce Everyday Stress from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a very deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how you can make your daily life so much more stress-free. Maybe you're listening to this because you've been feeling a bit on edge recently. Perhaps you've not been sleeping well. It could be that you've been feeling overwhelmed or worried by all the things that need dealing with, and maybe you've been finding it hard to relax and enjoy yourself. We all know that big events like moving house or suddenly being given a huge amount of work to do for a tight deadline can be unpleasantly stressful. But, equally, little problems and everyday bad habits can gradually push your stress levels up without you realizing it, until you find yourself feeling tired, tense and irritable, without always knowing why. When people feel overwhelmed, and like there are too many problems outside of their control, their bodies produce a particular stress hormone called cortisol. You could think of this as your body's long-term danger response. In the case of immediate danger, like a tiger leaping out in front of you, the body releases a different hormone, adrenaline, which raises your heart rate and breathing to get you immediately ready to fight or run. But if there are tigers stalking you for days and weeks, and the danger is long term, it is cortisol that keeps you on alert, sleeping with one eye open to watch out for potential threats. Of course, the threats and problems of modern life tend not to be man-eating tigers, and more matters of relationships, money, and work. But our bodies respond in the same primal way to these worries, as if they were real physical threats. So background stress can be raised by worrying, but it can also be raised by habits like depriving your body of a proper amount of sleep, drinking too many caffeinated drinks like Coca-Cola and coffee, and depriving yourself of proper nutrition, exercise and a balanced diet. Even the people you spend time with can either raise your stress levels or calm them down. Dogs who are put up for adoption are often kept in cages at a rescue centre while they wait for a new owner to take them on. While they are there, they only get a short walk each day, get minimal sunlight, and are surrounded by hundreds of other highly stressed dogs who spend all day barking. Inevitably, these dogs become unhappy and stressed in this environment, and after they've been rehomed, it can take them a while to relax and for their true personalities to come through. In the same way, if you shut yourself up indoors, get too little exercise, eat a poor diet, and are surrounded by other stressed people, you become just as stressed as those rescue dogs, and you can start to become irritable or anxious, and behave in ways that are not a true picture of what you're really like as a person. This download is going to help you in two ways. Firstly, the deeply relaxing hypnotic part of this session will naturally calm down the stress response, and as you listen repeatedly, you'll begin to feel generally more at ease again. Secondly, it will help you to take a step back from your daily life and really begin to commit to making small changes in your lifestyle that will make you healthier and calmer, whether it's getting to bed earlier, doing more exercise, or spending less time with tense, irritable people, and more time with people who are calm and fun to be around. Now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close those eyes if you haven't yet, and slowly breathe all the way out, emptying your lungs of air, and then let the air comfortably flow back into those lungs as you breathe in fully and deeply. And for the next few minutes, you can let your out-breaths be very long and smooth, breathing all the way out, slowly and smoothly. And let the in-breaths be full and deep to give that body a strong, powerful message that all is well, that it's safe to relax. And as you continue to breathe like this, noticing how the air might feel a bit cooler on the inhale, a bit warmer on the exhale, and follow along to the sounds of these words, as those shoulders loosen and the facial muscles smooth out, you can begin to notice a growing sense of relaxation, like discovering a path in some dreamlike place that takes you all the way down into a hidden cove, way down there, where the sea glimmers in the sunlight and a quiet beach beckons you and the fresh sea air carries that hint of salt so that when you lick your lips you can taste it. And each step you take along this meandering, winding path, all the way down to this beach, the more that body can physically relax. That's it. Step by step, down and down, deeper and deeper, into a lulling, dreamlike sense of leaving the world up there far behind and giving yourself some precious time down here to restfully wander along down to a place where you can just be. And the closer you get, the more inviting this place can look. A deeply peaceful, private place just for you, where you can find a comfortable spot to rest on the warm sand and gaze out to the horizon at that sea of blue and breathe and rest to really get some perspective on things. And years ago, they used to say that spending time by the sea is a real tonic, nourishing for the mind and body. And as you breathe in that fresh sea air, I'd like you to really wonder what it would be like to be healed and revitalized by a place, to be reminded of what it's like to simply sit or lie back without a care in the world until a gentle, secret smile begins to form on your face. And as you relax even deeper, that's it. As if the very air around that body is relaxing too. You can remember that for most of human history, life was only about survival. And it was only around 40,000 years ago that we became reliably able to take care of the basics of food, of safety, of shelter, to meet those basic physical needs well enough for us to find we had some spare capacity left over, some spare energy, some spare attention. And it's at that point in our history that our ancestors began to paint. At that point in time, humans began to channel their newfound spare capacity to create art. And as the ages passed, that art evolved into civilization, culture, music, literature, philosophy. And the only way this could come about is by our making sure the basics are taken care of first, so that people have enough decent food, decent sleep, a sense of physical security, a community to feel a part of. And even now, in modern life, that foundation is just as necessary to us, or we have no spare capacity. For even in the 21st century, if you deprive your body of proper rest and food and sunlight and sleep, if you don't spend time with people you can connect with emotionally, if you don't spend time doing things that are meaningful and purposeful to you, then you can start to regress back into a purely survival-oriented state, sleeping with one eye open and watching out for tigers. And if you had a dream of a person who looked just like you, maybe a past you, from some time before you started listening to this download, and you saw that past you over there, going through their daily life, from morning all the way through till bedtime, and you watched the little stresses gradually building up in that past you, as day after day, those little unhealthy habits, perhaps too much coffee, maybe staying up too late, not getting enough exercise, built up in that person over there, as if they were one of those poor rescue dogs, cooped up inside all day, so frustrated, surrounded by other barking dogs. You'd really get some perspective on how those stresses were building up in that past you. And you can just begin to wonder what it's going to be like to make real changes here and now, to calm down and begin to live a healthier, more fulfilling life by honestly committing to making your well-being more of a priority. And in an ancient story, the king and his courtiers were walking through the forest alongside a fast-flowing river, and they came to the base of a mighty waterfall towering above them, with the water thundering down into a deep, wide pool at their feet. And looking up, they saw an old woman standing on a rock at the top of the waterfall, gazing down into the crashing torrent. And without any warning, the old woman suddenly leapt off the rock and vanished into the roaring water, like a pebble disappearing into a stormy ocean. And the king turned to his courtiers, overcome with sorrow, and said, "What dreadful thing could make one of my subjects want to end her life like that?" And no sooner had he said the words than the old woman bobbed up to the surface, not far from where the king and his men were standing, and gracefully swam to the edge of the river and climbed out. Astonished almost beyond words, the king asked, "But how did you live through that, old woman?" And the old woman replied, "I'm sorry if I gave you a shock, Your Majesty. I've jumped into that waterfall every day since I was a girl, and it's easy, really. You just need to know how to relax and flow with the currents." And every professional swimmer knows it's not always about kicking harder and making more effort. It's about becoming more streamlined, more efficient. Just as the child who is concentrating the most at school isn't necessarily the one with the biggest frown on their face, because you can be calmly attentive in life, like a cat watching a mouse hole, waiting with utter focus and alertness, and still let the rest of your body relax. And how could that you over there become more streamlined? How could you move through your days more smoothly and easily? What little changes here and there could you make to ensure you meet your basic physical needs better, so that your body can know that all is well, so that you have spare capacity And as the dreaming part of your brain begins to dream of swimming in the healing waters of that cove, moving through that water like a dolphin, streamlined, flexible and efficient, enjoying the cool, refreshing water. So the planning part of your brain can commit to developing healthier habits, times you can eat better quality food, cut down on sugar and caffeine, spend time with calmer people to respect your needs for sleep, for exercise, for rest, and time to unwind so that you are recharged and ready to work again when it's time, so that your lifestyle becomes more streamlined and naturally fulfilling. And you can just watch that dream change into a vision of a you in the future, looking so radiantly healthy and fulfilled. A future you who is living life well, with abundant spare capacity to enjoy themselves and grow and develop, to swim through the currents of life with ease, and really live well. And you can remember this image, and notice how regularly it floats into your mind, as a strong, purposeful direction to be heading towards in your life from now on. And you can listen to this session often and relax even more deeply each time that you do so. And for now, you can just prepare to return from that cove, healed by the water and the sand and the sun, by the energy of the place, and bring these learnings back up the path, taking all the time you need, all the time in the world, to stroll back up to waking consciousness as you begin to feel more alert and refreshed. And you don't have to know all the ways in which this download will help you cope more effectively and be more relaxed each and every day. And as you begin to come all the way back, noticing more the sensation of whatever's supporting your body, perhaps becoming more aware of any sounds around, and then, whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and come fully back and open your eyes. Excellent. Now, we suggest that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you instinctively begin to feel more relaxed in your day-to-day life and notice that you're coping with things that previously would have been stressful in a much more smooth and easy way. And perhaps that you notice you're committing to making some lasting, healthy changes in your lifestyle. We'd love to hear from you when you notice that, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are other associated sessions on hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Improve Your Mood and the 10-Minute Power Nap. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.